Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a four-stripe white belt full of curiosity and questions about all things jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu brown belt with a stripe, obsessed with jujitsu.
And this week, we are doing a little systems check. So just kind of those things that maybe we aren't always top of mind. And this came up for me as we were going back through doing stuff from Half Guard this week. I was like, oh, it's like the more you do it, the more times you do it, the more times you see stuff. It's like all the little things finally start to come together and make sense. And you're like, how did I miss that? But it happens.
It's funny because I think sometimes you're like, did the coach mention that last time? Because I don't remember that part of it.
Yeah. Let me go back and check my notes.
Exactly. Which, you know, like brings up a great point. Like, this is another reason I highly suggest you keep notes. Not to call the coach out if they didn't mention it before, because they may have just realized that part or realized that like maybe this little bit would help people or whatever. But if you take notes, you might write things down that you don't actually do the first time you're practicing it. And then when you go back through your notes, you can be like, oh, I wrote down to do this. I'm not sure I was doing that part.
Yeah. And, you know, podcast confession, I wasn't keeping very good notes for a long time. So I just kind of pulled my notebook back out this week.
Yeah. Here's my podcast confession. I have lost my notebook. I can't find it anywhere. It's the saddest thing. The smart thing to do is just to start a new one, but I'm just so determined to find my notebook, but it's been too many weeks now. So it really is time for me to just start anew.
Yeah, it's time because you don't know what you're missing now, or you won't know what you're missing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. Like, you know, you want your notebook with all your notes in it.
Oh yeah.
And then, so the other side of that is, I don't get to attend a lot of classes where I'm the one taking notes. I'm usually the one teaching, but like at Rachel's camp, I just videoed everything so that I can go back and take notes on it later. And Coach Chris teaches like an advanced class on Mondays, and I've just been videoing the techniques so that I could go back and take notes later, because I'm just determined I'll find my notebook again eventually.
That's smart, the whole video thing.
Yeah. 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 I recommend, you know, like if you can video, like maybe not the techniques, like not all coaches will let you like video while they're teaching or whatever. But you know, video yourself doing it or video your roles, like to be able to record your roles and go back and watch them is huge. Cause sometimes you're like, how did I even end up in this position? Or like I hit that knee bar, but I'm not even sure how I set it up. It was just there. And I was like, oh, I'm taking this. So yeah, I definitely recommend, especially if you're getting ready for competition, if you can, you know, do some video, it's very helpful.
So let's start with Half Guard. What do we need to be paying attention to?
Well, what did you notice that you weren't paying attention to?
I noticed I did not have my foot active. It was just kind of hanging out. I don't really know what it was doing.
Yeah.
Like a whole lot of nothing, which kind of might be why my Half Guard wasn't super awesome.
And so you're talking about the leg that is in between their legs, correct?
Yes, the leg in between their legs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun to talk about this without video.
Right? Yeah.
I feel like we can paint the picture.
We can paint the picture. The leg that is between the legs, how we teach it is that you kind of hook one of the legs, the closest leg to you, with your foot. So to kind of control them a little bit more. But yeah, a lot of people miss that little part. And so they're not keeping good control of the legs, which makes it very easy to pass.
Yeah. I'm like, oh. And then when it was done to me, that's the other thing too. It was like, because I know from just, I train with Jennifer enough.
Yeah.
That now is like, oh God, now it's so much harder.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. It's very good.
Yeah. So that was the big thing that I picked up this week.
I also think just, you know, in a lot of positions, but you know, since we're talking about Half Guard, being up on your side, like shrimping out, being up on your hip, I think that people often think they're on their hips. I try to tell the class, like, literally, I don't want your butt cheeks touching the floor. You think you're on your side right now, but both butt cheeks are on the floor and really you're mm-hmm. just like turned on your shoulder a little bit, like actually get on your hip, like you're laying in bed on your side. Try to think of it that way. But yeah, that's, I think, another thing is like not actually being on your hip.
So you pointed something out when I was trying to do the John Wayne sweep from half guard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you weren't putting your foot on the floor. You would start with it on the floor, but then you would kind of kick it up in the air to try and, I think, get momentum. I think that's kind of what your body is thinking. And I see that all the time in so many different escapes. Like if people are trying to escape from side control or mount, where people are just kind of kicking instead mm-hmm. of like planting their foot and using their hips, like using that bridge motion. And so with the John Wayne, you kind of like use that step on the floor. We were doing the pendulum version at that point. And if you just kick both legs up, you just don't have anything to drive off of. So yeah, that's another good little point, is like you needed to plant that foot.
I've noticed that a lot when we've been doing sweeps is mm-hmm. my failure to plant my foot. And I'm like, oh, that's why.
Yeah. Or failure to load, you know, like I usually tell mm-hmm. people, like, if you're not getting the sweep, it's probably because you didn't actually load someone. And here's the thing, like a coach always makes something look easy, like almost always. You're like, that looked so easy. And then when I did it, it was so much harder than that. But I think that if you think there's a really big gap, you know, like this is way too hard to actually do, then like call the coach over and be like, I must be doing something wrong because this feels impossible. It feels like it's taking all my strength, all my might. And it's probably just something like that, where like you just need to plant your foot and you're just missing that little key detail. And I absolutely love, and this happens almost every single class with somebody, where I say, here, you just need to do this. Like you're just missing this. And then they're like, oh, that was so much easier.
Yeah.
It's amazing how just that little tweak is like, oh, when I do it right, it's way easier to do.
It's amazing how that works.
Yeah.
And right? I feel like that happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
In class.
Yeah.
Oh, so another thing that I was missing with the John Wayne was not crunching into it and leaning back so that I could get more momentum.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
that.
John Wayne's kind of it's a more advanced sweep from half guard, I'd say. I mean, it's easy to do, but not probably normal. It's not probably one of the main ones that gets taught. So it's hard to like think about all the different types of moves and all the different little things. But when you're drilling, really, that's, you know, like try and system check, like try and think, mm-hmm. okay, I know they said right hand here, right foot here, left hand here, left hip here, left, you know, like you're just going through and like you're checking each little part. Like, does this feel like I'm in the right spot? And maybe asking your partner, like we think about system checking side control. Okay. So mm-hmm. I think side control is a really good one where I talk about system checking. So when I'm in side control, I want to make sure something is in the hip. Right? My knee, my hand, my hip, something has to be in the close side hip so that you can't get your leg in and re-guard. So that's my first check. All right. Something's in the hip. And then do I have my underhook on the far side? Is my arm under the head? Okay. So these are my first key points. Now I think I want to connect my elbow in the far side hip to my knee in the near side hip. Through their body. So I like, you know, try to connect those. Obviously I can't make it. There's a body there, but it makes them like turn a little bit, makes their spine not straight anymore. And then I'm like, okay, now I want to connect my shoulder to my hand through their face and neck. And so I'm like, all right, lower that. Okay. That's check, check mark. Okay. And then I want to connect my chest to the floor through their body. So I like really, you know, that's a good one that you can like very slowly think, all right, here, here, here. And I'm just going through the check marks. Do each of these things feel correct?
Yeah. Side control is really good for that. Okay. So as I'm going back and looking through my journal, and now I see maybe why I haven't written in it over a month, because on September 7th, I wrote, I beep suck. I don't know why I even do this beep sport. I beep hate it today.
Okay, so I have a few questions. My first question is like, do you remember what you were doing that day? Like what move or whatever? Or do you know if it was like because of rolling? Do you remember why you wrote that?
It was mostly, it was rolling.
Yeah. So yeah. Whenever you have a good day of rolling, do you ever write that down?
Well, not in the last month. And I feel like I've had some actually pretty decent days.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start writing those down.
Yeah. I mean, I think in general, like, and obviously not in the last month because you haven't been writing in it. And that's probably 2 months.
Uh-huh. But yeah, exactly.
We can't skip October. That's our birth month.
Oh, right.
but, you know, like also saying, you know, like I felt good today. Like I did that thing today. Or anytime that you have moments like that where you are, you know, really feeling down on yourself, I need you to just write one thing you did well or one thing that felt good that you did that day.
Yeah.
That's your assignment. That's your homework.
I will do that homework.
Because I mean, I get it. Like some days we just have a rough day, but if we can just focus on one thing that felt okay or made us happy, whatever, I think it'll help a little bit.
I did write something good today.
Yeah.
Because I was getting rear naked chokes. That kind of, it's like, oh yeah, these are making sense.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. So while you're looking at your notebook, I think this is a good point to make where I often say, like, I use the right-hand side of my notebook to write notes about the moves and the left-hand side to make notes to myself. Right. And I think this would be a good place where I would make a note to myself that would say, every time I've done this before, I've missed this key part. And so then I would have a little note so that next time I went and just kind of briefly looked, okay, we did this sweep from half guard or whatever, I can like look to the left and be like, oh, right, I was missing that part. So I think this would be a good, like if you were to use your notebook like I do, or find some way to like asterisk it or highlight it or something, because you're going to end up taking notes on the same things over and over again. So having a way to like point out to yourself, don't forget this was the part you were missing previously.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. My notebook's going to be so pretty.
Mine is too. It's gold and sparkly and missing. I'll find it. I'm sure of it. And then sometimes, maybe if you have like a bad rolling experience, try and stay a few minutes after class and roll with your favorite training partner. Or just somebody you know will be fun, or whatever that looks like. Just try not to maybe leave on a bad note too. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
I had a kid last night in class and he just got murdered. And I just saw him like kind of sad on the wall. I mean, that's the best way I can. He was just sad. And I wasn't really rolling last night. I had rolled in women's class, but I wasn't rolling in co-ed. And I was just like, no, I'm going to go roll with this guy. He needs a fun, like, you know. And so I just was like, you want to finish out this round? There's like 4 minutes left. And he's like, yeah, okay. You know, and like at the end, he was like smiling and super happy. And I was like, great. Like he could have left. Like, I want to quit. I hated that. I got beat up, you know, like. And instead, he left happy. So if you notice that from your teammates, maybe try to, you know, like, hey, you want to just get in a couple minutes of like a fun roll? But if you notice it in yourself, you know, try and grab somebody that will change your mode.
That's a really good idea. Because I hate leaving jujitsu sad.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe that'll help.
I think so. I think that'll help a lot. Okay, so besides my homework that I think might be good homework for some other listeners too, what are your on and off the mat tips for this week?
So first I want to kind of point out I gave you on and off the mat homework tips because on the mat I said, go back and have a fun roll. And off the mat I said, if you write, you know, negative down to try and just come up with one positive. But my actual like on and off the mat tips that I was thinking about, it just comes down to checking in, right? So your system checks when you're on the mat. It's, you know, making sure you're doing the moves right. Your limbs are all in the right place. You're using your hands. I think that's the one I see the most where people are just rolling and I'm like, use your hands. Like, you're just like flailing around. And, you know, but also check in with yourself off the mat too. You know, like, how are you doing today? How are you feeling? How are you, like, have you eaten? Have you had enough water? So kind of system checking yourself off the mat too.
Oh, those are good. Especially the eating thing.
Yeah.
Because I get hangry.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't tend to get hangry, but I know that there are days where I'm like, have I had water today? I don't know.
Yeah. Those are really good.
Yeah.
And what do we have coming up in our next episode?
So in our next episode, we're going to talk about some Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals. And these are going to be more the like small business, quote unquote, like jujitsu businesses or just companies that maybe jujitsu people would like, you know, like soaps or that kind of stuff. So yeah, if you have a small business that you would like for us to talk about your, you know, your sale that you're having, I think it's basically going to be like our holiday gift guide.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's always, you know, like, what do you get somebody? What do you get your coach? What do you get, you know, your best friend that trains or your spouse that trains or whatever? So I think these will be some good ideas of things that they can get people for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever you're celebrating exactly. In December.
Yeah.
Cool. And until our next episode, where can our friends find you hanging out online?
I'm AJ Klingerman, everywhere you go.
And I'm at Brassy Broad Jen, pretty much everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Yeah, we're both on TikTok. My TikTok is, I think it's role_model. I'm pretty sure that's true. I said I'm AJ Klingerman everywhere you go, and then I wasn't.
I'm going to link to it in the show notes so that, yeah, if you're not following us and hanging out on TikTok, find us there too.
Maybe that will encourage me to start creating content on TikTok because I don't do that enough.
Yeah, it's something I've been working on.
You're doing great.
I've had my own little challenge. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's totally different. So
yeah.
Yeah. We're going to put some stuff on TikTok.
Sounds good.
All right. And until then, we will see you on the mat.